Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
In the name of Amun, the Supreme, the All-Powerful, one and only true Lord, and Amun, we trust, as the Republican Mentalect, the real 144,000 is being gathered in this day and time, the Mentalists, the Amun race, the bright race. Good evening, I'm your host, Intellectual Nivin Antares, and this is Mentalect Radio, and tonight we're going to be discussing the jealousy of males and females. Yeah, you know why jealousy is so abundant in the world? Do you really know why jealousy is so abundant in the world? It's because there are more males and females than there are men and women. I'm going to say it again. There are more males and females in the world instead, and not enough men and women in the world. See, because real men and real women are not jealous at all. They don't have time to be jealous. Because a real man and a real woman is supposed to have so much going on in their life, they don't got time to think about nobody else. And if they do think about somebody else, they always think of themselves, you know, if I'm going to put somebody in my mind to look to for something that I don't have, all that's going to do is make me or inspire me to want to accomplish just as much or more. And now that's a healthy form of competition. When you want to accomplish what you are able to accomplish more and things like that, that's fine. But when you start hating on somebody, you know, wishing they didn't have what they had, wishing you had what they had, wanting to take what they got, things like that, man, that's that jealousy, that immature, low self-esteem having mindset, right? That's that low self-esteem having unmanly, unwomanly mindset. Because as I said before, real men and real women, they don't got time to be jealous of anybody. You see? Because any bit of success we see, any real success we see as real men and real women, we congratulate that. And one of the things we're thinking is, how can we achieve such success as well in our own lane? Not trying to be nobody else, not trying to copy somebody else and whatnot, because when people copy you, when people do that, like you, Nicholas Jackson, a.k.a. Zureus Nucleus, or Nuclear, whatever you call yourself, and you, New Bright 10, you know, James Smith, when people copy you like y'all did to me, that's really a form of hate. People used to say when people copy you, it's like a compliment. It's really a compliment, but it's not really a compliment. It's never a compliment coming from males or females when they copy you, because what they really mean or what they really want to do when they copy you, they want to replace you. They don't want to enhance you. They don't want to see your message grow. They don't want to quote you as being a person who brought such knowledge or such technology or such way of thinking or whatever the case may be, invention, whatever you do. They don't want to congratulate you. They want to eliminate you and take your place. That's really what they want to do. They want your illumination. They want shine off of your, they want shine off of your brightness, off of your illumination. You see, that's what they want, shine from your brightness. In other words, they want to be the reflection of your illumination, because the illumination means that it started with you first, and you glow. You carry a glow with you, an energy with you, a power with you that people can see, one of authority, one of presence, one of pure power that you may carry with you. And people who don't carry that, like your males and your females, so many of them in the world do not carry it. They hate you because they wish that they could replace you. They want to be you. They don't like being themselves. So they will try and make themselves into you. You see, they just give themselves silly names and whatnot. Instead of naming themselves New Dimin Carrate, they just name themselves names like Zureus Nuclear and New Bright 10. Because they can't name themselves New Dimin Carrate. That would be too much of a giveaway. They'll just name themselves silly names like that and then start copying your work and acting like they're getting some transmission. That's what they do. And in their delusional three-dimensional realm, they don't think nothing's wrong with that. In their little three-dimensional realm of madness, insanity, because that's what jealousy breeds. Jealousy breeds madness and insanity. Irrational thinking, you see. Erratic behavior. You know, jealousy has you up here, like you women, you have you up here fighting over some guy, right? Fighting over some guy. Like I see plenty of females fighting over one guy in the damn street. They fighting over a piece of penis, right? And as they fight in the street, ripping each other hair out and cursing each other out, whatever the case is, he looking at another chick. He looking at another woman. You see? That's what he looking at. He looking at another woman while y'all fighting over, or you simple ass Negroes, you fighting over this female, and next thing you know, he put one pull out the gun and kill one, and the other nigga going to jail. Next thing you know, she with a new guy, and act like neither one of you niggas existed. You see? Because you want the attention of a person, or you want the attention of people, excuse me, and not person. You want the attention of people. You tend to make people more than what they are. You know, like what I mean by that is when people try to find somebody to be the object of their infatuation, when they want a reason to get jealous or possessive over someone, right? When they want to do that, they gotta try to make the person that they're getting jealous over or jealous for, they gotta make that person more than what they are. They have to turn these people into persons. In other words, give them real personality, real persona. You see, they gotta gas up and make it seem as though these people are worth being jealous over, jealous for, whatever, envious of, or whatever the case may be. And 9 times out of 10, the person you jealous of, like I said, they ain't got two damn nickels to rub together their damn self. And you sitting up here jealous over somebody who's just as broke as you. Or you sitting over here jealous of somebody who is, you know, moderately, you know, barely doing better than you. But like, what does that old saying go? A nigga with a quarter can't stand to see. A nigga with 10 cent can't stand to see a nigga with a quarter. A nigga with 10 cent can't stand to see another nigga with a quarter. You see, just anything to be jealous over. Is anything to be angry over, envious over, because these people need a excuse. These people, males and females, they need an excuse as to why they have not accomplished anything in life or why they don't have anything. They need to blow that energy and steam off on somebody else so that they can forget how much of a failure they have chosen to be. Because with all the energy that you give to hating on and getting jealous of people is the energy you could be using to make yourself better, to make yourself greater. But you choose not to. You choose not to. You choose to instead inflict your emotional and envious ways on someone else. You choose to inflict that on someone else. You choose to make somebody else the object of your jealousy and hate. You see, misplaced. Because like I said, these people know deep down that it's nobody's fault but their own, that they have not accomplished nothing in life. And instead of taking that pill and swallowing that pill, they got to take that anger and energy out. Instead of taking it out on themselves, they got to take it out on somebody else. It's somebody else's fault, you know, oh, I don't know. You know, they just going to hate in some way, shape, or form. They got to take that energy out on whoever, the person who they feel got more than them or whatever the case may be. Remember I told y'all about how back in the 80s, you had these guys out here in the streets in the 80s. You know, that's when the leather bombers, which are nice coats. I still got one today. Not from the old school. I got a leather bomber. When leather bombers were popular, when sheepskin coats were popular back in the 80s, you had guys who got killed over their coats, robbed for their coats, you know, things like that. Young guys running around sticking guns and other young so-called black men sticking guns in other so-called black men's faces to take their coats, you see. And I used to always think, damn, they need a coat that bad. Why they took the coat? And I would always think it was the style, fashion thing. They took the sheepskin and they wanted style. And now I realize as I got older, that's not what it was. It had nothing to do with a crime of fashion, right? Now you have crime of passion. I used to think it was crimes of fashion. These niggas just wanted to rob somebody who had a nice coat, and they wanted to wear it themselves. But you know what? That wasn't crimes of fashion. That was crimes of jealousy. That's all that was. That was crimes of jealousy, because a lot of you black males in the 80s, a lot of you guys was out here robbing your own people, stealing from your own, taking shoes. They were stealing. It was these shoes called Clarks, Wallabies. They was taking shoes off brothers' feet, off each other's feet, robbing each other's sneakers, all kind of stuff. Like, why would you want to take somebody else's clothing that they had on their back, that they had on their feet, that they had? Why would you want that? Why would you want to take somebody's sneakers and put them on your feet that they had on? I'm like, I can understand you going to, if anything, if I was going to steal something, if I was going to steal, I'm going to go in the store and steal it. So I know it's brand new. I don't want nothing off nobody's feet, off nobody's ass, or off nobody's back. Are you serious? But like I said, it really wasn't about that. Or you niggas snatch gold off each other's neck, and that, half the time that shit don't even be real. More than nine times out of ten, that shit ain't even real. You niggas snatching off their neck. Or if it is real, it's like, it might be like 10 carats. Rest of it's some damn fake inferior metal in the damn thing. And y'all ready to snatch it off each other's necks. And like I said, how much you think you're going to get for that? How much you think you're going to get off of snatching? How much you going to think you're going to take that chain that you snatched off another man's neck or a woman's neck? What you think you're going to get for that? You going to go take it to damn Delancey Street? Are you going to wear it yourself? That wasn't about money. It wasn't about fashion. It was about hate. I don't want to see you with it because I ain't got it. That's all that was about. Oh, I got it, and I don't want it. I want to be the only one that got it, so I want to take it from you. I don't think you should wear that. That's what you so-called black males was doing. That's what you so-called black males was doing. A lot of you were doing in the 80s. I grew up with y'all with that. And I was like, I never thought that was right. I always thought that was just straight, just crazy and demonic. But like I said, it was driven by jealousy and envy. And 9 times out of 10, like you so-called black men was raised by your mothers, man. And like for you to I'm gonna just be honest. That whole robbing people, taking their jewelry, or talking about people, or hating, being jealous about people, that's some female energy, man. That's female energy. If women, if females had guns back then, was running around with guns, some of them did take coats off other females' backs, rob other females, because again, that's based in jealousy. That is based in jealousy. Just today, over at the African Street Festival, We was out here selling the Unlimited Epics, the Hurricane, She Fly, and whatnot. And the Enroos, the brothers, they did very well. They did okay. But what I found crazy was that, you know, the brother who was selling the books, he should have sold out, man. He should have sold out. I mean, here it is. You got books that cost no more than $5, and you got all these people in the park. Like I said, the brother did very well, but he should have did way, way better. He should have left out of that park with not one Unlimited Epics in his hand or in his coat. All the people that's in that park, like I said, he should have left out of here empty-handed. Because how could you not? You so-called black people are talking about empowerment, empowerment, empowerment. But how empowering is it to see so-called black people, bronze people? I'm saying so-called. Y'all know what I mean. How empowering is it to see so-called black men, you know, wearing our own designs, celebrating our own heroes and sheroes? Wouldn't you think that these people would line up? And like I said, it's all written by myself, drawn by a sister in the Republic and Rajon Rand. All the people that came in and did this, well, you would think that these niggas would be like, hey, I gotta, you know, we gotta line up to get that. They sure walked by and waved and took cards. I'm like, what are you taking the card for? You mean to tell me you wouldn't even spend $5 on it, so why would you take a card, like, as if you're going to spend $5 on it later? You wouldn't spend a lousy $5 on it. Not that we cared. Well, I was sweating the money, but it just amazed me how phony they were. You see, that was, and then a brother said to me, he said, oh, well, you know what that is. He said, they jealous. He said, they jealous. And I said, I couldn't see it at first. You see? He said, they jealous. He said, because he said they figure, their mindset is, you know, they pretty much sell all the same stuff over there every year. You know how African Street Festival gonna look, right? Full of damn shea butter, full of damn kente cloth, full of damn unks and metal shit, and all kind of Pan African jewelry, full of food. Of course, niggas, plenty of food. Full of what else? Full of incense. Full of oil. Y'all know the scene. And everything is dark. Everything is dark. You know, niggas, they always use them dark colors like black and brown and dark army green. You know, niggas always use them dirty earthbound colors. You see? So when we come in there with our bright asses, we bring our bright asses up in there amongst they black asses. They looking at us like we coming in there with, because you know, you could tell who's who when you look at the color scheme of how people would attract the people. We had on, they was with they shitty browns and they dirty and they dookie dark blacks and they army green colors. Everything just looked damp and dark and dead. We come in there with bright blues and reds and golds and everything is rich looking, and you know what I'm saying? And it's not even no dark, but it's a royal. And they like, and we got on the sweatshirts and we got on the hats representing them. Everybody looking good. We got the tablecloth out. The canopy is tight and blue. Everything is all color coordinated scheme, right? They looked down. I swear, they was all looking at it. They walked by and they stopped because this is, you know, this, you can notice something like this amongst a bunch of blacks and greens and dirty reds. You're going to recognize something like this. You know, these niggas are looking like, you know. And what we was reading was like, they was like, why we didn't think of that? How dare you bring brightness up in our dark, into our dark cloud? That's what it felt like. How dare you bring brightness up into our dark cloud? You see? Bunch of dingy, no vibe. Exactly, a bunch of dingy. That just what it felt like, a bunch of dingy. Like that shit always look every year. Bunch of dingy, dark shit. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, niggas were dancing around. You know, of course, it was a big disco, big club or whatever. But we got a lot of, you know, we had people, like I said, we did well. But even in doing that, that was like pulling teeth a little bit. It was kind of like pulling teeth a little bit. But the brothers did well. But we shouldn't have had to do that, because if you are truly real men and real women, and you see real men doing something, real women doing something, you see us working to do something in unison. And that's another thing. They saw us, you know, there was cooperation, there was support, there was no, because, you know, I'm just showing you an example of what I mean. We had a canopy, the canopy that we bought, it fell, it broke, it wasn't all that great. You know, then I had a canopy in my yard, so I bought that, right? It was big, strong canopy. We used that, you know, for Mental Life Weekend, used that big, strong canopy, used that, I brought that out there in the van. Boys out there, and it was up, and you know, because they thought that, you know, oh, since the canopy got knocked down, I guess that's it for them. We was up there on point. I was right on it. Next thing that we got a new canopy up. It's stronger than the other one, better than the other one. And I could tell they probably was surprised at how organized and how quick we was, how we was on it, like we was covering each other. You see, they not used to seeing stuff like that. You see. Emru Namara called them culture coons. Yeah, that's just what they was. He was out there, the culture coons. That's just what they, perfect culture coons. You see? And you could tell they couldn't fathom us, that we, you know, we out there bringing brightness, we bringing future to their children, we bringing, you know, bronze superheroes, sheroes and heroes, and y'all like, y'all really are not buying this? For real? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we ain't supposed to have no books walking out of here. Because ain't nobody had nothing like that out there, but that was the problem. You see, because these niggas was probably sitting around. I could feel the energy, the vibe was like, we ain't supporting nothing. Niggas, you know, they come in with comic book. I could do my own comic book. See, you niggas do a comic book. We could do a comic book too. So watch next year when we come back out there, it's going to be at least two other tables with comic books. And they're going to be whack as hell, because we know you Negroes are whack. You niggas are whack. You do the same thing. You niggas have no imagination whatsoever. You gonna come up with some Unk Man or Sun Man or some shit you heard before. You see, Black Man, some nonsense, some non-imaginative nonsense. And see, that's what haters do. You see, that's what they do. They hate anything that makes you illuminate. It makes real men illuminate. See, real men and real women are always going to illuminate. Real men and real women are always going to illuminate. You see? And so when you see bronze men and bronze women, bronze men and bronze women standing up and illuminating. We ain't with the whole African vibration on us. We ain't with the whole loser African tribal vibration on us. Because even, and I'm going to say something funny about that, even out there amongst the so-called African festival, street festival, we've seen a few tribal-looking Africans, and you could tell the tribal Africans had this look on their face like, you niggas not what to us. You know, what are these American niggas? You can tell that with their vibration. What are these American niggas? I'm trying to do their act, and I'm being funny. But they had that, what are these American niggas trying to act like us? You know, they laughing at you niggas with this Kenta cloth shit. They laughing at y'all. They just, all they there to do is get some money. Just hustle you niggas with this African culture shit. You know, that's all. But my point is, real men and real women illuminate, you see. And they give props to other men and women who illuminate, who vibrate and glow and live to create and grow things and whatnot. We give props to people like that who are like that. You know, when you got people who are not like that, like so many people in the world who are so uninspired, they're uninspired, I can't think of the word, but you know what I'm saying, it's no creativity at all. It's no creativity there. And so when you see people who have that creativity with them, when you see something that people, something that stands out in them, that has a spark to them, you're going to have the males and females that hate that. They're going to be jealous of that. Exactly. Non-motivational. They're just not motivated. They're not gravitated toward nothing creative. They're not. You see? They're not. Because we found it funny that we were the only ones out there with epic books, so-called comic books. We were the only ones out there. Cover art and whatnot, all kind of stuff. And so that really turned them off, you see. Remember I said about, even when I gave the analogy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how Malcolm X was really jealous of Elijah Muhammad. They wanted to lie and claim and turn around and say Elijah Muhammad was jealous of Malcolm X. Why would Elijah Muhammad be jealous of Malcolm X? I don't get that. Elijah Muhammad was a millionaire. He had all the women he wanted. He was the head of the nation. He had all the power and the say-so over the nation. Who was Malcolm X? Malcolm X was a spokesman. He was a parrot. Who was a paid parrot for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So why, tell me again, why would Elijah Muhammad be jealous of Malcolm X again? Please tell me how. Or how about it was the other way around? How about it was the other way around? You see, they don't want to say that because you can see why a 39-year-old man would be angry at a 60-something-year-old man, right? Couldn't see that. Couldn't see why a man well off into his 60s is so-called jealous, or a man of you jealous of a man who up in his 60s, and here you're not even 40 years old, you're jealous of this man. Because he's accomplished success. People know his name. They know yours. But the only reason they know you is because of him. You see, that's why I said, when you are a bright man, when you carry illumination, when you are a bright woman, you carry that illumination about you, those who are black and those who are white are going to hate on you. They're going to hate on you. Hell, you got people who've made a whole mantra out of being haters, about hating. They are slipped into my, I love my haters. You see? So in other words, you're saying you love jealous people. You love people who are jealous of you. That's really what that means. When they say they love their haters, what they're saying is they love for people to be jealous of them. Why would you want somebody to be jealous of you? Why would you want somebody to display that kind of energy around you? Why would you want that? You know why they want that? Because you hear all these niggas say that, oh, I love my haters. My haters make my day. I love all my haters. Keep hating. Hate on. You know why they say that? Because they are haters as well. They are haters as well. Those who love hate are haters as well. Those who love people who are jealous of them are jealous people as well. Because if that's not who you are, then you don't want that kind of energy around you in the first place. But if that's who you really are, then of course you're going to invite that kind of energy. You'll be the nigga that buys a Mercedes-Benz. You buy the Mercedes-Benz in the hood, in the damn projects or wherever you are just to make them niggas jealous. And then when they break in your car, break your window, or rob your stereo, or stick you up and whatnot, then you don't understand why. You don't understand why. You know why you don't understand why? Because you share the same kind of energy that they have. Since you love your haters so much, your haters going to show you some love back by either blowing your brains out and taking your car or smashing out your windows, because you got niggas who just sit around all day, grown-ass males who sit around all day thinking about other men and what they doing, trying to be other men, hate their lives so much. Females, too, sit around all day, hate on women. The females sit around and hate on women. They ain't got nothing else better to do with themselves. This is what they do all day. They sit around because, like I said, that's that vibration, that low vibrational energy that they feed on. That's the low vibrational energy that's fed on by them. You see? Because the first ones to carry jealousy into the world was your humans. Your humans were jealous of the Amun race. Your humans were jealous of the Amun race. You see? That's why I said in your book of Revelation, in your book of Genesis, it said it's going to be enmity, meaning hostility between the Eve seed and the serpent seed. It'll be jealousy, enmity, meaning hostility, enmity. Hostility between Eve seed and the serpent seed. The reason why that is because of the jealousy. Those who vibrate on the Eve seed, those who vibrate on that Eve seed energy, they're always going to be jealous of those who are of the serpentine bloodline. Because the serpentine bloodline is a race of lords. They are a race of rulers. And, of course, the Eve seeds, they don't like being ruled over. They don't like being told what to do. They don't like leaders. We don't need no leaders. That's your Eve seeds. We don't need no leaders. You see, that's your Eve seeds. They say stuff like that. Because they don't want to see our people ascend. They don't want to see our people ascend. They don't want to see our people grow because they know that they're not going to be part of the growth. And if they're not going to be part of the growth, they don't want to see our people grow. They don't want to be a part of that ascendancy. They've already made their mind up that if you can't be a part of it, then they're going to work against it. If you cannot be a part of something, then you're going to work against that something. And that's what males and females do. They work in unison because they hate, because they're jealous, they're envious. They do not like to see you as bright men and bright women shine, to illuminate. They don't want to see you glow. They don't want to see you glow. They don't want to see you illuminate. They don't want to see your power coming from you. You see, and trust me, a jealous person is the first one that can spot your potential. You know who the first one, like I said, the first one that spots your potential and your ability to access power is a jealous person. That's usually the first one to spot it. And reason being is because they're the ones who are, or they got time to sit around and look at you and think about what you're doing. That's what they got time to do. They got all the time in the world to do that with you. They don't got no time in the world to improve their lives. And because they don't, they're pretty much angry at that. Because a lot of these males and females, it's really not much they can do to improve their life. Because in order to improve their life, they have to extend their way of thinking. And many of them just cannot extend their way of thinking. I'm going to just say it like that. That's the only way that you can change your life. You have to extend your way of thinking. You have to push past many barriers in your way. You have to push past many mental barriers in your way that keep you from growing. And a lot of these people are not willing to do that. And because they're not willing to do that, they remain in the shadows as haters, as jealous people of those who have grown, those who have extended themselves, those who have decided to grow the hell up, those who have decided to excel and extend and utilize their potential and grow powerful. Again, these people who are unable to do this because they can't take their damn focus off of other people long enough to focus on bettering their own life. They got to always focus on other people. You tell them to concentrate on getting things done for themselves, and you leave them alone to concentrate and do things for themselves. Next thing you know, they talking about, man, you know, that chick over there is such and such, or this dude, man, this dude is such and such and such and such. And it's some BS, you know, aimed at causing some sort of beef because these people are miserable in their everyday lives. They're miserable in their everyday lives. Like I said, something has to be wrong with you if you sit up there and tell me, I love my haters, hate on. I love all my haters, this, that, hater this, hater that, hater love. And they thought, hater love. Hater love. I'm like, wow, okay. So if they love that kind of energy, they love that kind of attention, because that kind of energy and attention is what gets them in that state of jealousy, and that's jealous frenzy. Because you got a lot of people, they like being jealous. They like it. You got people that like being, they actually like that emotion. They like that jealousy emotion. And they like to find others who vibrate on that same energy and emotion. You ever see these females who sit on the phone all day and talk about a person, and they'll find a friend who also don't like that, but want to talk about people. So they get together, and everything is based on them talking about people. Ain't that right, Rita and Randy? Everything is based on them sitting around talking about people. That's it. That's their whole relationship. They don't even have a real relationship. You see? They don't even have a real relationship other than sitting around vibrating off of other people's lives and what they do. You see, so you got to keep that in mind. These people love jealousy and they love hate because they feed off of the same energy. They feed off of the same energy, off of the same jealousy and hate. And like I said, you don't know how that feeling is until you're around a park full of niggas and you could feel that energy coming on you. You could feel it. Because like I said, I swear, it was just like, We was on some telepathic thing. We both felt it. That energy was just coming off of them. You see? And it's okay. We're going to go back to the mall and get some more money. We're going to take some more of their money, take some more of their hate and love or whatever the case may be. But I'm glad it happened, because if you ever truly needed to see something like this, because we have some beautiful work, we have some beautiful artwork, we have some beautiful illustration, beautiful writing, stories strong and whatnot, it's going somewhere. And like I said, they know who we are. They know just who we are. They know we Republican Mentelect. They know we the Mentelian. They know who we are. Trust me. People know who we are. They know who I am. And they don't like us. They don't like us. None of us. Because you know what that is? That's who them niggas think they is. Who these niggas think they is. That's what that is. You see, and you feel it. It was so thick today you could cut it with a damn knife. That's how thick it was. And how they looked at it, it was like a look of, yeah, I'm going to show you the look it was. It was like a look of admiration / jealousy / hate. I felt it. You see, a look of admiration / jealousy. You see, you know how admiration and jealousy, when you mix it together, how that looks? That's how it was. It was like a silent, yeah, exactly. A silent stare, you could feel the energy, especially when they came over and was talking to us. Because the only reason they really wanted to come over and talk to us is because they wanted to find out what the mind was by. I signed some books out there and everything. Place was packed, you know. But like I said, the whole point was that these people, they didn't want to see us succeed. They don't want to see us succeed, because I'm pretty sure, like I said, if you got over 150 vendors out there. If you got over 150 to 150 vendors out there and they all selling the same stuff, you know, no imagination, no nothing. They're all selling the same stuff every year. They sell the same shit every year. And then you see somebody here, we come along selling something ain't nobody got. Them niggas is mad. They mad. They're giving that phony smile and whatnot, and that farewell smile, like, yeah, let me give them I don't want none of the books, but I'm gonna take a card. And I'm like, no, you gotta take a card, whatever. Not knowing you're gonna just crumble it up and throw it in the corner somewhere. You ain't gonna support it. You mean to tell me y'all niggas walking around, y'all ain't got $5? Really? And like I said, I wasn't mad at it. I just found it funny. I was never mad about it, not at all, not in the least. But it just showed me where so-called black people's minds are at. They're in the jealousy zone. Because I know one thing, if I'm not used to seeing an image of myself on a comic book as a superhero, if I'm not used to seeing that and I see something like that, I'm buying it. I'm going to buy it. You see? I'm going to buy it. But see, this is the energy that you grow up in. This is the energy that your children grow up in. These are the things that you grow up in, and this is the things you grow up seeing. These are the things you grow up seeing, the energy you grow up in. You see? Because instead of people attaching on to what you're doing, your greatness, and trying to make everything greater than us, because my thing was always this. If I attach to somebody who's great, if I'm aligned with somebody who's great, who's doing great things, then that's going to make me greater. That's going to make me greater. Just like if I'm attached to people who ain't about nothing, and, you know, I start off being about something, and I keep hanging around people who ain't about nothing, then after a while, I'm not going to be about nothing. Right or wrong, I'm not going to be about nothing after a while. If I keep hanging around people who ain't about nothing, and that's what you get. It's why you got a bunch of people who are all so-called best of friends, and don't none of them really ever accomplish nothing. You got a lot of people out there, like, they know each other for years, friends for years, all that, and they ain't accomplish a damn thing. You know why? Because they're too busy. They're too busy being jealous of one another or jealous of the next person's moves. Because, again, most of people's time, especially so-called black people, reason why they can't do anything, come together, make a real difference in each other's lives, because most of their time is spent hating on each other, being jealous and envious of one another. That's what most of their time is spent on. You see? There should have been you would think, and I'm going to just say this, you would think in the era where the white man is trying to make your sons into faggots and make your daughters into bed wenches for the white men or lesbians, you would think in a time like this where they're trying to emasculate your sons and effeminize your sons and make your daughters more masculine, you would think that you would buy a book like this where your children could have, you see a strong man, bronze man, superhero that looks like them, who's actually carrying power and doing something, or woman, intelligent woman like She-Fly. You take, you know, look at her and be like, yeah, I want my daughter to be, I want her to read She-Fly. Instead of them thinking like that, because, you know, the image of Superman and the image of a lot of these Caucasian superheroes, that helps shape a lot of young Caucasian children's minds in the past. That helps shape their minds into what they're doing today, because so many of them point to Marvel and things like that. So why can't we do the same thing amongst our people? Why can't we? We are doing it, but it should receive, the most spread out support more than anything. They should receive that spread out support all over the globe. And we get, like I said, we get a lot of orders from all over the world and whatnot. But like I said, the only way this is going to ultimately catch on over the years is through this generation of children who are going to grow up. They're going to be buying unlimited epics, and they're going to be buying Herc and She-Fly and all the other characters to come. They're going to support this. It ain't going to be these Negroes, man. Forget about them. They ain't not supporting a damn thing. Support something that destroys so-called black people before they support something that improves them. They'll support something that destroys them before they buy something that improves them. That's why they like this monkey hip-hop, because all it does is destroy the minds of our people. They want to see, a lot of you Negroes want to see our people destroyed, man. Their minds, everything. You see, you want to see that because you're jealous of your own people, your own kind. You do not want to see your own people succeed. And the reason why it is because, like I said, we got to stop this my people. They're not our people. They're not. We got to stop this our people nonsense because they're not our people. Our people want to see each other succeed. Our people want to see each other excel. That's what our people want to see. Whatever you niggas want to see is the downfall of your own kind. That's what you want to see. You niggas will sell dope and cocaine, heroin all in your neighborhoods, and you have little children lost in the street looking for their mother who smoked out on crack, and you niggas will just be like cruel to the children and stuff like that. You sit up here, sell this woman crack, keep selling her crack knowing she got the baby in her stomach. Like I said, that's jealousy and hate, man. That's jealousy and envy to the point where you hate people for nothing. You'll find people hating for nothing. You'll find people hating for nothing. Absolutely nothing. You hating people who ain't got no more than you. You see? You hating people who got no more than you. You know? Or if somebody gets a little car or a little house, you hating on these people. You hating on them. That's why I said the only one that can ultimately make money in a black neighborhood is, you can make money in a so-called black neighborhood as long as you ain't black. As long as you ain't black, you can make money in a black neighborhood. The white man can come in there, the Asian, the East Indian, the Arab, all of them can come in your so-called black neighborhoods and make money unharmed, unscathed, untouched. They walk out of here with a piss pot full of money every night when they close up, or they drop it in the damn drawer or whatever, or in the trap door or whatever, and they got a stack of money, just stack up. Then next thing you know, they're taking that same money and they buying a damn compound or whatever they doing. This is what happens. You will support people like that. You will support people who are about your downfall. That's what jealous people do. Because misery loves company. Misery loves company. They love hearing saying that I love my haters. I love how my haters hate on me. I want them to keep hating because you want people to be angry and jealous and envious, because in order for you to want people to feel like that, you yourself had to feel like that at one point in time in your life. You had to feel so angry, so uninspired, so, you know, suicidal damn near. You had to feel that, and you wanted somebody else to feel that pain. You wanted somebody else to be jealous and hate you and hate on you. That's what you really wanted. You know, that's what you really wanted. And when these people pull out guns and shoot you, because that always usually happens, they end up pulling out guns and shooting you because they angry. They just can't be, they can't deal with the fact that, you know, you got more than them or, you know, whatever. They can't deal with it. Who this nigga think he is? Why he got more than me? Yo, who you supposed to be, homie? Yeah. Yeah. There's no working with that. And that's the mass majority of you so-called black people. Y'all got an individualistic mind frame. You think that's good, and it's not. It's not. Like I said, the beast going to show you, you know, just how you know, are supposed to conduct your jealous tendencies and frequencies, because a lot of y'all really good at hiding your jealousy. You're really good at hiding your envy, you see. But there will be no place to hide. There'll be no place to hide. There's only going to be a state of confusion. I'll be right back.
Now that you know just how I feel, I hope it ever falls too long. I couldn't tell if it was real.
We're gonna be at Atlanta. I'm gonna be in Atlanta, July 11th, Sunday, July 11th. That's next Sunday. I'm gonna be in Atlanta next Sunday at the Hyatt Regency Atlanta, 265 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 303-303-03. Again, that's the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta. Is that 265 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is $10. You can cash at the thing to, what is it? Cash at $ROM Gatherings. Cash at $ROM Gatherings or PayPal. ROM Gatherings as well, ROM Gatherings, Cash App, $ROM Gatherings, PayPal me at ROM Gatherings, all right? So come on out. The conference is going to be from 3 to 7. And also I'm going to be there. We're going to be there with the Unlimited Epics. We're going to probably toward the end, I'm going to be signing some books and whatnot. We're going to have Herc there and She Fly. Buy some shirts and things there as well. So I will be signing and chopping it up with y'all. We're going to do an excellent class. Can't beat that. You know, just come out and those of you, the bright ones of our people, come out and support. I'm going to be making this announcement all week. Anyway, let me pick this back up. So we said that jealousy is not a natural thing. Jealousy is not a natural thing. It is not natural for our people to be jealous. Why? Because we're not supposed to be in competition with each other like that. I mean, a little healthy competition is fine to sharpen ourselves, to make ourselves sharper, but it's not really, really competition. We're not competing with each other. You see, women in this society are taught to be jealous of men. They're teaching women in this society, or should I say females in this society, to be jealous of males. You see, it's not women against men, because see, real women, and again, I'm gonna keep reiterating this, that real women and real men don't carry jealousy with them, because they so busy into themselves and off into themselves, they don't got time to be sitting around here hating on somebody else or having a meltdown or a temper tantrum because somebody else giving somebody else a little more attention than you and all this other BS. Nah, man. And like I said, this usually starts with children. Jealousy usually starts with children. Sometimes when children see that a parent or parents might be given more attention to one child than they do to the other, that tends to develop a jealousy or envy in children when they see that parent is more favorable toward, or they have what's called their favorite child. You see, and you really shouldn't do that with your children. Your children should all feel equally loved, even though equality is not real, but they all should be loved in this, on the same level. I don't even use the word equality. But they even, I'll say it like this, they should all be loved for their own attributes that they have, their own persona, their own personality. This is what you should love them for. You know, something that is truly their own, something that they possess, which is their personality, their persona. This is what you should love your children for. You see, no one should ever be slighted with a parent's love. They have their own persona, their own personality, and you should love them based on that. Nothing else. You see, they should never feel slighted. And as far as people sitting around here putting energy into and jealousy and things into people like that, like I said, man, that is the worst place to be in your mind, in your life, in your, because with so many things that you can be accomplishing in the world, you really want to sit here and tell me that your only accomplishment is going to be you hating on somebody else or being jealous of somebody else? You know, why she got to have a better body than me? Why he got to look like this? Why he got to have, why he get all the girls? And why she get all the guys? Why are the guys paying attention to her? Why do you care? Why do you care? You see, there's nothing more attractive than a woman or a man who is confident in themselves, who don't have time to put energy into other people, hating on other people, wanting to be other people, wishing you was in the other people's place and whatnot, or talking down on other people because you're jealous of them. You wish you were younger than them. You wish you were older than them or the same age or whatever. You know, a lot of these older women, they tend to be jealous of the younger women because sometimes the older women feel, oh, I had my time in the sun. I was young and fine one time. Now, you know, I'm becoming an elder. You know, things don't sit up like they used to. My body don't look the same no more. I don't get the same attention from men anymore. Right? And they look at young girls who are in their prime, you know, getting that attention from men and whatever the case may be. And they wish they can relive that life of being young again and having a tighter body, a better frame, or whatever the case may be. They sitting around here angry at their children for making their bodies or feeling as though their bodies were out of whack and whatnot. But, see, real women, they embrace that in their lives. They embrace the things, the beautiful things, the real beautiful things, and they like past vanity. What I mean by that is, yeah, it's nice that you had a nice frame, a nice figure, you had a nice body, and you had attractive, nice long hair and pretty hair, whatever the case is. You know, that's nice. You know, it was nice when you wanted attention from men, you was wearing your little short skirts and your cleavage and your behind out and all this other stuff, and you wanted this attention from men. But it comes a time where the party is always going to be over at one point in time, and you should want the party to end. You should want to look back on those days where guys are looking at your figure and your shape, and you should laugh at that and enjoy that part of your life. But then you should also embrace the real things in your life, like becoming a mother, being a man's wife, being a mother, you know, building a family, experiencing things, watching your daughters grow up to be, you know, those young ladies who men are sought after, men sought after. You see, you should enjoy that part of the journey as well. You see, instead of wanting to relive that, you should be enjoying that time that you had and just move the hell on, man. Because it's going to come a time where those young girls are going to go through the same things you're going through. You see, this is all a part of life. This is all a part of life. I mean, goddamn, you really want to be the young bitch in the club at 50 years old? You want to be the old bitch in the club? I'm going to just say it like that, raw and uncut. No disrespect. You really want to be the old bitch in the club, trying to be the young bitch in the club? Come on, stop it. You old niggas that's walking around with these goddamn skinny jeans. You old-ass niggas. You old-ass niggas that's running around with these skinny jeans on trying to like you young boys with these young boy haircuts. Listen to this young boy monkey music. You niggas really want to relive your youth that bad? I don't know why, because a lot of you niggas was a bunch of goddamn fools in your youth any fucking way. You niggas was a bunch of young fools, man. Now you niggas are showing that you have not grown in wisdom at all. Now you're just a bunch of old-ass fools. You niggas are not elders, man. You see, you sitting around here being jealous from some young boys. You sitting around wanting to be a young boy. You got the young boys leading the style. Like I said, you old niggas running around wearing skinny jeans. You see, with your stomach hanging over the goddamn skinny jeans. Looking ridiculous. You see, you old niggas don't know how to grow up. And you old females, you old niggerettes don't know how to grow up neither. You don't know how to grow up neither. Got you nigger women with your goddamn fat backs hanging out. The size of these things, wearing shit you know you ain't supposed to be wearing in public. Got rolls of fat looking like the damn Pillsbury dough girl. The hell wrong with you? But that's because you know, y'all jealous of them young girls you want to be, you know. Got more damn fat back than a damn pot of greens. More fat off your back than a pot of greens. You know, so, I mean, like I said, you know, all that comes from all that ridiculousness. I'm being funny in a way, but I'm being serious, too, because all that ridiculousness comes from people sitting around here jealous. That's what that comes from. People who just don't know how to move on with the next stage of their life. They want to keep reliving the same shit over and over again. You see, that's what they want to do. They want to keep on reliving the same shit over and over again. Like, this is, I ain't going to say this. One female on Facebook, I ain't going to say her name. She look every bit of goddamn ridiculous. She every bit up in her 60s and whatnot, still trying to twerk her ass and going and getting walking around with wigs on her head and twerking her ass and whatnot and trying to act like she young on Facebook. Every time she turn around, she got some shit up. She look every bit as ridiculous. I don't know what she thinking. You know, but that's that's just a lot of these old black females nowadays. They done went from being the teachers of the young women and whatnot and raising the wisdom out of it. They want to be young fox. The old ones want to be young fox now. They want to talk about, well, 60 is the new 30. No, it's not. No, it is not. 60 is not the new 30. Not for your old ass. Your time done passed. Okay? And I'm not saying you old because you 60 or nothing like that. I'm saying you're supposed to be mature, man. That ain't your time frame no more. Get the hell up out somebody else's time frame. Can you move on out your time, out the timeline? You done had that time already. God damn, you want to sit up here? Why would you want to relive? I'm pretty sure a lot of you older females, you old males, I'm pretty sure your time, like I said, probably because a lot of y'all want to relive y'all youth because a lot of times y'all was a bunch of, like I said, y'all was a bunch of lames in your youth. Y'all was a bunch of young fots in your youth. Y'all was a bunch of old worn out fots. And you want to take that, you want to take yourselves on another ride around the track again. That's really all that is. You see? That's all that is. You want another ride on the track again. But, no offense, but even old hoes know when to get the hell off the track. They know ain't nobody was trying to buy that. They know when to get the hell off the track. They know their time is up. Everybody got their time frame. You see? Embrace it. Because I tell you what, a lot of them young people, the way they going nowadays, they not going to make it to see your age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They not going to make it to see your age. The way they going nowadays, the way they ripping and running through their bodies and whatnot, they ain't going to make it to see your age. So you should see that as a blessing, for lack of a better word. You shouldn't be sitting around here being jealous of anybody. You see? So they should hope to make it to your age. They should hope to make it to your age. You see, because that's a sign of accomplishment. When you can make it to that age and you have that wisdom and whatnot and you could sit back and tell people something. But like I said, man, you know, people are looking to you for wisdom when you get to a certain age. You shouldn't be sitting around here being jealous of people. That's childish. Let me take a call. 919, you're on air.
So, yeah, which is another reason why I got to, you know, I think I'm going to have to put that, you know, put the number, you know, put that number on the inside of the door and shit to keep people out.
I can't. You figure now?
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be bothered when I'm about my father's work and shit. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Get out the fucking way. I gotta take care of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And take care of business.
Okay. Thank you. What was that? What was that? Okay, what was that? Exactly. I said what, too. I don't know what that was. You see? I don't know what that was. I'm saying what my damn self. But see, I'm going to tell you something. The funny thing is when you're putting these frequencies out there, when you're putting real frequency, real live, raw and cut frequency out there, you're going to get a few, you know. Exactly. That ain't even nothing to say about that. So, behind that, I'm going to take a small break, and I shall return shortly. do know that this is the real reason why so-called black people can't get together is because of jealousy. Jealousy is the reason why so-called black people can't get together, because they always trying to outshine each other, outdo each other. You see, trying to be better than somebody, having this mindset, well, I'm not going to listen to you, but such and such and such and such. That's the mentality. That's the mindset. And because that becomes the mentality and the mindset, nobody achieves anything. Nobody. Nobody achieves anything. We do not prosper. We do not guide ourselves into a higher state of being because of jealousy, because of envy. That's a very, very poisonous and nasty emotion to have. Jealousy is the most poisonous and nastiest emotion to have because, like I said, people kill each other over jealousy. People set each other up, murder each other, destroy each other, tear down each other, you know, destroy people's lives over jealousy, over envy. People do that, you see. Woman don't want the man no more. He want to kill the woman. The man don't want the woman no more. She want to kill the man. You see, she want to have a meltdown. He want to have a meltdown. You see, you either throw your life away, end up in jail for the rest of your life, or take somebody else's life because they ain't like you no more, or they ain't with you like that no more, or whatever the case may be. Why are you going to destroy yourself? Why would you destroy yourself like that? You see? Let me take another call.
Yeah, and they sent me out there.
No.
I wasn't looking at them for no houses or whatever. It's just some said just go.
Okay, lady, 919, you keep calling in here. You do realize that you keep putting me in your conversation. This is wacky night tonight. I don't know. That was the same caller. Okay. Like I said, this mindset, this mentality has to go amongst our people, man, if we're going to evolve. You know, like I said, there's a reason why that terminology of crabs in the barrel and wanting to pull each other down, there's a reason why that is connected to so-called black people, because that's the reality. That is a reality, unfortunately. You see? That's a reality. Okay? That is a reality that we unfortunately have to face. You see? And because that is a reality that we're going to have to deal with, that we deal with and whatnot, and people, like I said, this is why we have to make sure that we, as a evolving group of people, we must cut jealousy and envy out of our mind frame, out of our mindset. I know it's going to be a hard thing because so many people tend to run to jealousy, envy as their choice emotion because, again, it gives you the excuse to put energy into being jealous and hating on somebody else. And like I said, a lot of you males today and the females, you feed off of jealousy. You feed off of hate. You like when somebody's jealous of you. You like when somebody hates you. You like that. It makes you feel good. In fact, I said this before, the only reason y'all go out here and get these Mercedes Benzes, these BMWs, and all this nice clothes and flashy clothes, you so-called black people, because you don't, it ain't about the nice stuff. It's that you want people to look at you and give you attention because you're driving a Mercedes, because you're driving a BMW, because you're wearing nice flashy jewelry. You're doing all this to get attention because you really want people to be jealous of you. That's what you really want. It would be nice if you actually did it because, you know, and like I said, there's nothing wrong with having nice things. I'm not saying that. Nothing wrong with having a nice car. Nothing wrong with wearing nice clothes. Nothing wrong with having your hair done nice and, you know, keeping in shape and having a nice body and just taking care of yourself and maintaining yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem comes when you know that you're really just doing it because you want attention from others, and the attention that you want is not a good energy or a good attention. You're not sitting out here saying to yourself, you know, I'm doing this because I want to inspire others, you see, because that's what the healthy mind does. That's what the healthy man and woman does. When you are successful, the successful people want to inspire others like themselves who want to become successful, want to, you know, achieve things in life. That's what they want to inspire. That's why they get nice things and do things as a show, as a sign of their prosperity or whatever the case is. Nothing wrong with that. But when you, but on a low level, when you're just doing it because you want attention, when you're just doing it because, oh, you know, I want, watch when I show up in that BMW or this Mercedes. Watch when I show up in that E class or that C class or that X class, whatever the hell class y'all talking about. Watch when I pull up in that with the baby buggy eyes. Niggas gonna be hating on me, yo. Niggas gonna be hating when I pull up in the baby buggy eyes and all that dumb shit. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be hating you on you, all right. You the nigga that come out the building, they don't shot your car up, they don't stole your car, everything. Cause, and then you be like, man, you can't have shit around you niggas. You niggas can't have nothing. But you wanted to be hated on. You wanted jealousy. You love your haters. Don't you understand what haters do when they hate on you? Don't you understand what you thought they was just going to sit idly by and just be fuming in the corner talking about you? Don't you know haters, in order to feed their blood lust for hate, they got to act on that hate some kind of way. They got to set you up. They got to bang up. You got to at least ding something, do something to your car. You see? They got to do that. They got to unleash that hate some kind of way, man. They got to unleash that hate some kind of way. They got to unleash it on something, on your vehicle, on you, something. They got to set you up. They got to rob your house. Them niggas are breaking your car. They got to scratch your car. Whatever. They're going to do stuff like that. Like when I gave the analogy, when you had back in the day when you had nice clothes, niggas want to take your coat. They want to take your shoes. They want to take your hat. They wanted to steal everything from you, put it on their own head. Sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick. And that has not gone anywhere today. You see? That has not. You should not want nobody to hate on you. You should not want jealous people around you. You should want to live your life to inspire people to do well, to be well. That's what you should do as a real man and a real woman. You should not want anybody to be hateful of you, jealous of you, envious of you, because you do know what comes with that. You do know what comes with that. You got an enemy for life. A person who's jealous of you, you got an enemy for life, man. You got to watch yourself around them people. They're going to set you up. They're going to do something wrong. They're going to do something because, like I said, they might not like that you're nice looking. You know, you might have a nice figure, a nice frame, or the guy don't like that you get all the girls and whatnot. You might be a nice looking brother, nice looking sister. They don't like that you people are attracted to you, and they're going to do something to, against you some kind of way. How many times you see in high school the ugly girls beating up on the nice pretty girl, the nice pretty quiet girl who just being herself? How many times you see the ugly girls picking on her? You see the fat ugly girls picking on the pretty girl who quiet, she don't want no problems, she's just trying to go to school. How many times you done seen that? You see? I tell you right there. And a lot of times these little young ones, they vicious. They vicious. They'll cut girls in their face. Give them scars in their face, throw acid in their face, all kind of crazy shit, man. You see, that's how demonic it gets. But you love your haters, though, right? This is what your haters do. You see? Like I said, when you come out of there and you're going to get in your BMW, all your tires are slashed, right, and your windows is knocked out, that's what your haters do. That's the price you pay for riding around an $80,000, $90,000 car around a bunch of haters that you love so much. That's what you get. That's what you get. You see? You caught that kind of energy. And then when somebody acts on it, then you act like you surprised. Man, you niggas, man. Why your niggas ain't hit? Why you niggas did that? Because that's what you want. That's the energy that you caught. You love your haters, right? You love your haters. You love jealous people. You love to make people feel bad about their lives. That's really what you're saying. When you say you love your haters, you love them, rub people nose in the fact they can't afford an $80,000, $90,000 car. They can't afford a mansion or a big house or whatever. They can't afford this, they can't afford it. You love rubbing people's noses in it. And that's sad and sick at the same time. You just as sick as the people who act on that madness, who sitting around here festering off of their anger and envy and jealousy of you. You just as sick of those people. If you invite that kind of behavior, if you appear on Facebook and on these Instagram, like that's the popular thing. I love my haters. Haters, the haters make me greater. And all this other nonsense, you niggas trying to rhyme and trying to speak heavy and deep, and you sound stupid. You sound really stupid. Hating on each other ain't nothing new for black people. You niggas been doing that since you got off the plantation, man. You've been hating on each other. You niggas was hating on each other on the plantation. And you can't even see that that mindset was implanted in you by the beast. You see? And it still is the reason why you all can't get together. But see, y'all don't hate on the beast. You don't hate on the beast. You congratulate the beast. You look up to the beast. You want to be like the beast. If you see the beast with Louis Vuitton on, the beast woman with Louis Vuitton on, Gucci on, and all that, you want to be like the beast woman. She see her wear fur a certain way. You want to wear your fur a certain way. You black women, like I said, you black males, you see the white man, the so-called white man smoking a big goddamn cigar. What you niggas want to do? You want to smoke a big cigar too. You want to drink cognac too and smoke a big cigar. You see, and you want to congratulate the white man on his living, but when if you see another so-called black man, and he and you know, oh, this nigga ain't doing it up like that. He ain't getting it big like this. He ain't getting it like I'm getting it. It becomes a competition with another so-called black man. It becomes a competition with the white man. You are subservient and submissive, and you want to sit down and listen to him on how he got money. You want to soak up his wisdom, soak up his game, as you say. But when it comes to another so-called black man, that nigga, that nigga, y'all, it's a competition. That nigga ain't flossing like me. He ain't pushing this. You don't never do it. Notice these niggas never do that with the white man. With the caveman, they never do that with him. They never try and one-up the so-called white man. They never try and one-up him. They only do it to each other, thus making that crabs in the barrel phrase so true. So true. They never try to one-up with the so-called white man. You see? And the white man can have more, and the so-called white man can have more than they got, less than what they got. But they never try to make the so-called white man feel bad about him not having money. You see, they'll never tell a white man, I got this, you ain't got shit. They don't tell a so-called white man that. Never. You see, they'll never try to floss on the so-called white man. They'll floss on each other. That's the sickness right there. That's the mental illness. And like I said, It is the worst kind of emotion to have. That is not natural to who we are as a people, man. That's not natural to who we are. You see, if you got time to stop and sit around and think about what other people got and what you ain't got, then you got too much goddamn time on your hands. You got too much time on your hands. If you got time to sit around and think about what you ain't got and what other people got, you got too much time on your hands. You see, you need to make better use of that time. You need to make better use of that time and make better use of your mind by accomplishing some things in life. Get out and accomplish stuff in life. That way you ain't got to sit around being jealous and envious of other people. See, like I said, real men and real women, we ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know that old broad said, ain't nobody got time for that. No, we really don't. The people who are in pursuit of success, living, making an impression in life, we ain't got time to be worrying about the impressions other people making in life. We ain't got time for that, man. Life is too goddamn short to be sitting around here trying to worry about what impressions other people are making. You see? Life is too short to sit around worrying about impressions that other people are making. You should be making your own impressions. You see? And if you're not able to make your own impressions, don't try to impress others and impress yourself by trying to crap on people who are making real impressions in life. Don't try to tear down others because you ain't making an impression in life. Don't try to tear down others because you are not strong enough. You are not resilient enough. You're not patient enough. You're not focused enough. to make impressions in your own life. So therefore, you want to tear down others who have made impressions in their lives, who will continue to make impressions in their lives. You got to realize this. This is a reality of epic proportions because, like I said, our people, we have a history of being, black people got a history of the crab in the barrel mentality, which is just another way of saying a bunch of jealous males and females, a bunch of jealous black males and females. And I know people say, well, white people are jealous. I'm not concerned with white people. I'm not concerned with Caucasians. I'm not concerned with no other race of people. I'm only concerned with those of our people who are coming out of the so-called black race to abandon that jealous mentality because it's not going to serve us in the future. It's not going to serve us in our time here as we go forward. It's not. We got to drop that energy, that emotion. That has to go in order for us to succeed as a people. You see? That has to go. That does not go. If that is allowed to continue, it will do nothing but destroy our people. You see? It will do nothing but destroy our people. So let me go ahead and answer these questions. Like I said, I'm going to be in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Atlanta next Sunday. I'm going to be at the Hyatt Regency. I'm going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Atlanta, 265 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is $10 Sunday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come on out. This is only going to cost you $10. Bring the flyers. Those of you who receive flyers in the ATL in the Atlanta area, some of my people have been out there giving out flyers, promoting and whatnot. We want the best and the brightest to show up. Please, we don't want no simple-minded black people coming to our conference. We're going to ask a bunch of stupid questions. We want the best and the brightest. And if you are a dimly lit bulb, then just remain silent because it's better that you remain silent to hide the fact that you don't know a damn thing. But anyway, let me go ahead and read these questions before we get out of here. All right. What is jealousy of males and females? Basically, envy, and that comes from people who cannot make impressions as real men and real women in life. When you can't, or you feel you can't make impressions as real men and real women in life, you resort to jealousy for those who are doing it, doing real things in life, busy minding their own business, doing what they got to do in life. You got people who just have no life to mind, have no business to mind because they ain't doing nothing but sitting around minding your business. They too busy minding your business to handle their own business. Why do they really have jealousy? Because, again, they have no lives. They have not focused on building their own lives, so therefore they have no lives. Their life is sitting around here feeding off of your energy as real men and real women. They make it their business to hate on you, destroy your life, come into your life, whatever they got to do, because they are sick. Mentally, these people are sick. Are men and women supposed to be jealous? No, we're not. Not the elect of us, like us, because we're the only real men and real women on earth. That's a male and female trait. That is people who are shadows of us, that hate on us, who wish they were the real deal. Is jealousy natural? No, it is not. No, because what are you going to be? How could you be jealous of somebody who was born like you, was going to die like you, and whatever the case else? Anything in between in your life, that's up to you. You decide how you're going to live. These people have already decided not to live for themselves, but to live for others. This is why they got to sit around here with this crab in the barrel mentality. How can it be overcome? I'm simply focusing on your own goddamn life. Simple as that. That's all. And that's it. We're going to close out in the name of Amen, by the power of Amen. And Amen we trust. And Amen we thank. And in Amen we continue forward forever. I am the intellectual Nubian Menkarays. This has been Mental Egg Radio. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow night at 10. Good night.
don't push and shove. Position is the motivation that is hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up